We are on Daf Chof Beis Amid Beis, in the middle of the Amid. Toshima, we learned a Mishnah Hasheleach Es Habeira Biad Cheresh Shoyte Bekotten. Potel Midine Odom Vechayev Bedine Shamay. So the Sheleach is Potel Midine Odom. So the Gemara asks as follows. Bishloime lamandi omar isha in mishum chitzot. According to Rabbi Yochanan, that the chiyuv of isha is mishum chitzot, we consider that what the eish is oilech me'elov, that what the eish is oilech ayidei ruach metzuya, is considered chitzot. So here we can understand chitzov de chereshu. Here there is a person, a cheresh, even though he's not a bar das legamri, but some das he possesses. And memele, so that what the eish was taken and burnt down a godish, we cannot consider this chitzov the Baal Ha'esh, because we have in this process the Das of the Cheresh who decided to bring it where he brought it. So we can understand why he's part of Medine Yodom. Elo lemando omar ishay mishum mamoynoi, but according to Reish Lakish, ishay mishum mamoynoi. So the eish that was given over to the cheresh is an eish that's mutal olav l'shamroi, and the cheresh for sure is not a proper shomer. So ilu mosar shayroi l'cheresh ayte v'kotn. What would be the din if he would have given over his shayr to a cheresh ayte v'kotn? He possesses a shoyer that needs shmira. The cheresh is not capable of shomrei, so he's responsible. Shmiros analecho. So he's responsible for the actions of his shoyer. So according to Reish Lakish, he should be responsible what happened with his eish. He has an eish that is a mazik and was not properly being watched. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, ilu mosar shoyroi lecheresh ochinami doloi mechai, homrine beperikame, choyme besher mi beish, sheim mosroi lecheresh chaye. You possess a sher, and the shmire of a cheresh is not sufficient, so you're chayiv for the actions of the sher. So here you should be chayiv for the hezek that came about through your eish. You hold ishay mishum mamoinai. So the Gemara says ho'it meralo, and this mishneh. Reish Lakish said pshat the Mishnah, and the way he said pshat the Mishnah is not shver yokash. Omar Reish Lakish mishmei dechezkiye, loishanu elok shemosa loigacheles velibo. This Mishnah is speaking about that he gave over a coal, a glowing coal, to the cheresh. Now, if the cheresh would leave the coal the way it is, it's going to burn out. It would be impossible to be mazik. The only way the hezek came about was that the cheresh was melabe the gecheles. So he made a fire out of it. So you can't say that the bala gecheles should be chayiv als momoinoi, because the momoin he possessed would have extinguished by itself. The whole Hesed came about through the initiative of the Cheresh, that the Cheresh was Malabe the Gachelus. So it's not my moment. My moment would have extinguished by itself, and the Maise HaCheresh was Malabe. The Cheresh made a fire out of it. So that is why I'm Potter. Medine Shemayim, I'm Chayev, but Medine Odom, I'm Potter, because I did not possess a moment that is capable of being mazik without the pool of the Cheresh. So I'm not Chayev. But Reish Lakish said for the Avo, but you're 100% right, Mosa Loi Shalevis. But what if he gave him a flame? He gave him a torch, a burning flame. Chayiv. Then, Aistakya Chayiv. Then you're 100% right. Ashel Heves is a mazik. And entrusting a mazik, my mazik, in the hands of a cheresh, and that's not called, I took care of my mazik. And then you're 100% right. So just like if I would have a shoyer and I entrusted the cheresh with the shmira of my shoyer, al zicha b'chay, is to adin, if I gave him over, my shall have is al b'chay. My time, bori hezeke, this is capable of being mazik. So if I possess a mazik, I'm a chuyev to watch the mazik, and I'm responsible for the hezik that my mazik will make. So let us see Rashi. Gachelas v'libo. V'libo ha-cheresh. And the cheresh blew the gachelas till it became a flame. V'leidomi l'sheh. So now your kasha does not begin. You asked, since Ishay Mishum Mamainoim, so I should be Chayev for my moment that was Mazik. This is not similar to a Sher. The Sher Mizumin Lahazik. A Sher is capable now to be Mazik. So Memele, if the Sher is capable to be Mazik, it's Mutal on the Baal HaSher to be Shema the Sher, that it shouldn't be Mazik. And a cheresh is not a proper shmire. Avol hodik acheles, but the case of the Mishnah, cheresh ovid leila hezik. The cheresh made it capable of being mazik. I didn't possess a mazik. I possessed a gacheles that if things would be, nothing, there would be no interference of the cheresh, this gacheles would have burnt out by itself. So I did not possess a mazik. This is not ishei mishum amaynai. But it shall have it. Bori hezeke. Bori hezeke means mezumen hezeke. This is possible to be mazik. I shall have it. Is capable of being mazik, v'havi kishayri, then you're 100% right. So then, if the cheresh did not take care of my eish, I'm takichayit. So Reish Lakish was miyashiv the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, v'rabbi Yochanan omar, Afilu shall heves poto. Rabbi Yochanan holds, Afilu he gave him over shall heves, he's also poto. Kosovar tzavse de cheresh kagom. Rabbi Yochanan holds, Rabbi Yochanan that holds ishoi mishum chitzot. So Afilu, he gave him over a shalheves, he's also potter. Why? Zukt Rashi, v'rab yoichanin l'taime, the omar ishoi mishum chitzov, v'hocho chitzov v'chereshein. So, Rashi is saying, we'll see this machlikas Rashi in Tosfos, but Rashi is saying as follows. that according to Rabbi Yochanan, the vial, the one is only mechuyev if one is madlik an eish, and the eish is heilach meyatzmoy, or deruach metzuyev. So then we consider the hadlake, I was madlik an eish, and by itself, without any other siyua, maybe ruach metzuyev will be a siyua, but or me'elob, so then the Torah considered my hadlokah was azrikas achetz, because automatically with my hadlokah it's going to go further and it's going to be mazik. Over here, the reason that this shalheves was mazik was because this cherish went and took it to a godish and burnt the godish. So we can consider this chitz of the Baal HaShalheves, because the oifen that the Shalheves came to the Godish was Ayidei Achizas Acheresh. Ayidei Achizas Acheresh. So we can't say that this is the chitz of the Madlik of the Shalheves. And Rashi Be'emerson and Daf Tesamid Beis explains it a little better. Rashi says, on the Tesamid Beis, it is five lines from the bottom. Tzapsa de cheresh kagorim, achizosei shel cheresh, the achiz of the cheresh, Goma, however, that brought about the fire, the hezek. Shehu notlo, the cheresh took it, the hailicha le godish, and he brought it to a godish. From a mele, so that is why the bala shalevis is potter. So the way we're saying now, it's givaldic good, because according to Rabbi Yochanan, the chiyuv is because we consider that this is chitz of the madlik. This is the chitz of the madlik. We can only consider it chitz of if it goes me'elov. So that when it goes me'elov, the Torah was meyaches ki'ilu the madlik was zayrik nischez. But if the cheresh on his own initiative takes the shalheves in his meilecha to a godish, so then this is not considered chitz of the bala shalheves. That's a drashig Rabbi Yechol Taimed, Ome Ishim Mishum chitz of Rohocho chitz of the chereshim. Now the Gemara says further, Loi mechayev. Now according to Rabbi Yochanan, you'll only be chayev at the mosalei gavzo silto ushrago. But if he gave to the cheresh a gavzo eitzim yevashim, v'silto eitzim ktanim dakim, the haivadai peishayahu. So he gave him fuel, he gave him a flame, he gave him a whole arsenal, and then the eish came about al yidei acheresh. Then the halacha is that a fellow according to Rabbi Yochanan Yechayt. Now, the Tosfos Rit does not understand this Rashi. The Tosfos Rit says as follows: Mashme mitoich perushay. It would seem he gave him, what did he give him? Gavzo silto ushrago. Gavzo silto ushrago means that he gave him fuel, He gave him a flame. And then the Cheresh took care of the rest. So, Mashma Mitoich Perushoi, Sha Cheresh Hailicham Lamoke Macha, the Cheresh had this arsenal with him. He took it to another place, Vihi Viram, and then he made a fire, he put together the fuel together with the flame. Va'achreyem, and afterwards, Nisraf HaGodesh. So he made the fire, he had good, I gave him the materials with which to make a fire. Because he gave over to him everything, it's ready to make the mazik. You don't have to be too much of an ilui to make the mazik. You have over here the fuel. Gavza, Silta, Ushrage. And he's a Peshaya for doing such a thing. You have to understand. And then the Cheresh went. And he put it together. Hilicham Lamoke Mache Viviram. Ve'ene Nirali. So the Tosfos Rit says, I don't understand. The kiven the svira la yishe mishum chitzo im kein meise cheresh hain. So it's weiter meise cheresh. Was geht mir on that he supplied the cheresh with the fuel and with the flame? But le meise it is meise cheresh. Va'af al gav da horishein posha. Ein lonu lo leches acha pshiyosei shel horishin, ala acha maisa cheresh. So, what do I care? That the rishin was a pesheya, but al koponim, the end result came about through the maisa de cheresh. It's right, it's afsa de cheresh kagorim. So he doesn't understand Pshat in Rashi. I think perhaps we could say that there's a Rabbeinu Chananel over here, and perhaps Rashi learned like the Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel says, Rabbi Yechon Doma Filamosloi Shalavis Potter, Oma Loch Tzavse Decheresh Gorim, Kloima, Ha-maise shel cherishu. This is the maise of the cherish. You can't consider this chitzov of the bala shel heves. This is the maise of the cherish. And that's the way we saw Rashi daftesam at base. Shehoilichom ligodish. Now, so when are you chayv according to Rabbi Yechonin? Va'ad sheyimseloi eitzim mechusosim. He gave him chopped up wood. Ke'ein kone merusis. Kshehe'eis keshemisachezes behen einoi tzrichin libui. When the eish will catch on with this, you don't need libui. This is considered the maisa shaleach. So I think Rabbeinu Chananel is saying, and perhaps we could say Rashi also learned like this, that the chiyuv of ishoy mishum chitzo is as follows. Kiseitze eish umotzo koitzim. That means the hiluch of the eish was umotzo koitzim. Could be a ruach metzuye connected the eish to the koitzim. But that's all that was missing. All that was missing was a ruach metzuya to connect the eish to the koitzim, umotza godish, and this was the whole procedure, was a procedure of connection. The eitz got connected to the koitzim, and the koitzim got connected to the godish. And this all came about either me'elov or yedei ruach metzuye. This is considered ishay mishum chitzot. Now, and I gave this over to the cheresh. I gave over to a cheresh fuel and a flame. And I have to understand that the cheresh, if he has in front of him fuel and a flame, he's going to make the connection himself. He's zicher olol to do this. So the cheresh is considered a ruach mitzuye to connect the eish to the fuel. And if all that was missing was a ruach mitzuye to make a connection, that is called isha mishum chitzo. Masha ein kein, by Mosa Loishal Heves, there was needed more than a connection. Mosa Loishal Heves, Rashi said, on Daftes Omed Beis, how did the Shalheves get to the Godish? The Shalheves got to the Godish, so Rashi says, on Daftes Omed Beis, Shohu Notlo, he took the Shalheves, Vehoilicho the Godish. This is not pshat that the cheresh made a connection. Here pshat is the eish, the shalheves, bimkoimai was not a mazik whatsoever, and he brought it to a godish, and then the godish got burnt out. That is considered tzavsa the cheresh. But if I gave him over fuel and a shrage, and all he did is the way the Rabbi Nechananel says, all that was missing was a shemisacheses behem. All I needed was a connection between one and the other. So that is, so there it's considered keilu, it was motzakoitzim, it's ilu holach me'elov me'atzmoi. Because this is considered like a ruach metzuye that the eish will get connected to the fuel. The Taisvis Rid himself wants to say, Gor Ananda Rebshat, not the way Rashi says. The Taisvis Rid says as follows, V'tzorech loima, Sha'ayri sha'pikeach som oisom ba'oret, Va'oisa ruya hadleiko leleches legodish. V'chitzarei. The Taisis Rit has gor ananda repshat. The Baal Hashrage and the Baal Hagavsa Vesilta, he put everything on the ground. He connected them already. They were burning already. Say, he made a fire that mitzad his adloke. He made a gesunte fire, and a mitzad his adloke, it's going to go automatically to the godish. So, how does the cheresh come in? But he told the cheresh, you should watch it, that it, make sure it doesn't go. A cheresh is not a capable shomer. This is the pshat, this is the Taisus Rid, learned pshat in the Gemara. Now let us see Taisvus. Zok Taisvus. Chitzov de Chereshain. Fak Taisvus, Taimalari. The Gemara in the beginning, before all the Tirutzim, the Gemara, it says, Ashalecha Sebeira Biat Cheresh. So the Gemara says, no, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's Chitzov the Cheresh. The Cheresh did it. So it's not Chitzov the Baal HaEish, not Chitzov of the Baal HaBeira. According to Reish Lakish, the Gemara says should be Chayek. Vektois was Temelari. I don't understand this whole Shakla Betaya. Ichoshiv Mesira Lecheresh Keruach Metsuya. If we will assume that giving this over to a Cheresh, this is considered like a Ruach Metsuya, and I can assume that the Cheresh will take this Be'era and burn down the Godish, what are you telling me? Chitz of the Cheresh, but this is a Ruach Metsuya to occur. This Cheresh is olo to bring the Eish to a Godish. So Memele, he should be Chayim. The Cheresh, Tosfos held, is equivalent to a Ruach Metsuya. And I should have understood that this would have occurred. So I should be Chayim al Chitz of. If, in statistically, in percentage, I don't have to assume that he's going to take it to the Godish, in came a kosher l'Reish Lakish. So what's the kosher l'Reish Lakish? So this is not similar to Mosar Shoyre, the Kulam Amayde Dein Chayom Klal Aleish, Ela Biyachayla Lahazik Beruach Metsuye. The whole Mazik of Eish is Dafke, if it's Mazik in the Ruach Metsuye. If this is not considered a Ruach Metsuye, it should be Pota. So Mamonavshech, if it's a Ruach Metsuye, if it's according to Rabbi Yechon, it should be Chay. If it's not a Ruach Metsuye, if it's according to Reish Lakish, it should be Pota. So why was the Gemara toile that the Chiyev is toile if Yodisha Mishim Chitzav Yopota, Yodisha Mishim Amayne should be Chayev? What does it depend on Chitzav Amayne? It depends on one thing. Is it Mitzuya or not Mitzuya? If it's Mitzuya according to both, you're Chayev. And if it's not Mitzuya according to both, Yopota. For Oymeri, so that he says a gewaldike yesod, the leman di omar ishei mishum chitzavu leimechayim elo be'eish sheyochel lahazik beruach mitzuya harbe vekorev levadai hezik ke'ein chitzav. According to Rabbi Yochanan, that the Torah was machshiv his hadlokis ha'eish ki ilu it's a zrikas achetz, this is only if the tzodim are korev levadai that it is going to be mazik. In some emela, then it has a similarity to chitza. If a person shoots achetz, it's korev levadai, it's going to reach its destination. So, Eish is only Chayiv if it's Kov Levadai also that will reach the destination and be Mazik. V'hoche ein b'maisei ha'shaleich Korev Levadai hezik. Here it's not Korev Levadai. The Gemara understood v'nisht vi, we can't assume b'teires vadois or Korev Levadai that the Cheresh will take the Be'era and bring it to a Godish. Hilkach loidomi lechitzov. The chitzov the Cheresh, this is dependent on the actions of the Cheresh. It's not kov levadai. He's not a robot. If he wants to do it, he'll do it. If not, he won't do it. So memele, there's no vadois or kov levadai that this cheresh will bring it to its ultimate destination. So memele, so yepota. Avolamanda omar mishum amoinoi. But according to Reish Lakish, it holds Isha Mishma Maine Af Agav Deloy Mizumin Kulei Hai, even though statistically it is not Korev Levadai that it will be Mazik. But there's a probability that it will be Mazik. A Ruach Mitsuya means a probability. Is midi da have, so Taisa gives a moshul. By momin a mazik, you do not need a vadois or korev levadai. You need a probability, and that's sufficient to be machayev the bala mazik. Midi da have, a mosel shoyroi kosher koroi lecheresh. A person gave over to a cheresh a shoyer that was tied. It was tied with a rope and a knot. And he told the cheresh to watch it, and really I don't need too much shmire from the cheresh, because it's tied already, this shoyer. Is the chayev the darki lintuki ayidei asokev shal cheresh. So the Baal Asher is chayiv because a cheresh, there's a probability that the cheresh likes to play with knots, and if we'll see the knot, we'll try to figure out what's going to happen if you pull the knot, and there's a probability that he'll untie the knot, and the shayr will be masked. So therefore, Taisus is telling us guidelines. By momin amazik, all you need to be chayiv is a probability of hezik. If you hold ishe mishum chitzov, so then it has to have a strong similarity to chitzim, and then it is only chayiv if it's korev levadai that it will be mazik. So avogav lehavikov levadai kein chitzor. Voho de poiter Rabbi Yochanan afilu b'mosoloi shal heves. Now we understand the Gemara's kash. The Gemara understood that ishe mishum chitzor, you need a korev levadai in order to consider it chitzor, and a cheresh is not a korev levadai. All you need is a probability. So a probability of hezek, a cheresh, is also a probability. And the emerson, that's what the Gemara Shlokish says, you're 100% right, by agachelas. It's called tzavsa the cheresh. The cheresh was, he made the eish. The eish mitzadatzmai would burn out. Lule the mice of the chesh. But by a shalhevish, 100% right. By a shalhevish, there's a probability that the cheresh might take it. And that is a halach of a ruach mitzui, and that's why I hold by shalhevish shechai. Now, voho de poiter rav yoichin en afilo b'mosoloi shalhevish. Now, let us try to understand Lefiya Emes that Rabbi Yochanan Patas by Mosolei Shalhebes. Siktais v'slav mishum da'ozo le'taymei de'islei ishei mishum chitzo. Not, we can't say Lefiya Emes Mosolei Shalhebes is poto because a probability is not sufficient. We need korev levadai, the masik, because according to the maskonos hagemore, islei nami mishum amoinai. Rabbi Yochanan holds ishi mishum amoinai also. So what is the reason that mosolei shalhevis is potter? Elamishum de kasava shalhevis le bori hazeke kemayshoye kedamrinim bepeire kamen. Because he holds, and Taisvah says in the first page of Tesamet Beis, he holds a cheresh is, it was given over to the cheresh to watch. And the cheresh there is a small amount of shmire that one can expect from a cheresh. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan holds that giving over a shalheves to a cheresh does not even din of a ruach mitzuya. The amount of mitzuya we need in order to be mechayev mishum mamoinoi, Rabbi Yochanan holds that it's not considered mitzuya by a cheresh, because the cheresh was told to watch it, and there's a small amount of shmira cheresh can do. So that's why it's loy bori azayk k'moysher k'domrinen b'perikam. That is how Tosfos learns. Chabad Nachlus David asks, the Gemara doesn't say this, the Gemara in Perikam says, why are you potter? By Shalevis, Tzavsid the Cheresh Kagorim. The Gemara says, by Shalevis also Tzavsid the Cheresh. And according to Tosfos, it's an under vote in Ganson. It's Bori Ezeke. It's Kashe, the Nachos Tovedesks on Tosfos. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omarove, four lines from the bottom now. Omarove, kro umas nise misayel el Rabbi Yochanan. If you learn chumish elech, with a baraise, we have a raya to Rabbi Yochanan. Kro dechsiv, ki seitze eish, teitze me atzmo. Ki seitze means it went out by itself. I mean, someone was madlik an eish, and it started traveling by itself. That's the beginning of the pasuk. Shalem yishalem. Now the pasuk ends, hamavir es habeiro. Hamavir es habeiro means that the godish that was burnt, who should pay for that godish? The one who burnt it be yodayim. Hamavir es habeiro. The one who burnt it be a dime should pay for it. So there was no one that burnt it be a dime. It was kiseitzei eish. The reish of the crow is not the loy reish of seife. We started off by an eish that went out by itself. And when it comes to chiyav tashlumim, we're saying that the one who burnt the goddess should pay for it. So here we see that that's pshat in the posik. That the posik says, this eish that was seitze mei atzmoi mei elov, this eish we consider that you, what the end result is, we consider like you did it. It's your chait, it's ki'ilu you were seitze kachait. So from the pashtei, the kro, we see Shitas Rabbi Yochanan, Ishem Ishem Chitzot. That is from the Posek. Masnise Abaraise is also claw like Rabbi Yochanan. The Sanya, the Baraise makes this diyek. Posach HaKosu Beniskei Mamoinai. The Posek starts off Beniskei Mamoinai Kiseitzei Eish. Vesiyim beniske gufa, and it ends hamavir es habeiro. Loi maloch ishoin mishum chitzot. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi teitze mei atzmo mashme. It would seem it went by itself. Velekeluk mikrok shehidlik hu atzmo gdishe shol chaveiro. You can't say pshat in the posik is, I'll look at the end of the posik, Hamavir es habeiro, that he went and burnt the godish of his chava. Elod, you have to look in the beginning of the pasuk. Beseir shaloi hidlik. He made adleike beseir shaloi. Ve'eish olcho meyatzmo. It says, seitzei eish. The eish went out by itself. Befelochi kori. Mavir es habeiro ki ilu hidlikai ba'atzme, kilu, he was madlik the beira that burnt the Godish. Al meishoi mishum chitzov, zemanisha mishum chitzov, and beniske momoine dechsiv kisei tzei eish, demashma meatzma. Kasha Leila Abaya. Now, Abaya had a kasha. Leman di Omar Ishe Mishum Chitzov, if you hold Ishe Mishum Chitzov, in the vial we hold, that's the Machloikis. Abyechen holds Ishe Mishum Chitzov. So in other words, it's called Odom HaMazik. And Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish holds Ishim Mishum Momayna, it's called Momen Amazik, fine. Is Omar Rove, Kashele Labai, Lamandio Me Ishim Mishum Chitzov, Tomon Be'esh De Potter Rachmona Heichem Ashkachaslo. The Torah says that if the Eish burnt a Godish, we learn out from Madroshe, Makoma Begoli, Afkel Begoli. If in the Kome there was hidden kalim or money, hidden things, there was the Bala Kome hid in this Kome, he hid $1,000 bill. And now when the Eish burnt the Kome, it burnt the money also that was there. So there's a lima that you put. So now, so Abaye esta kashe, if you hold Ishay Mishum Momainai, it's Momen Amazik. So by Momen Amazik, we find different kulis, different halachis. Boeres potter and kelem, Shem beregel is potter and shusarabim. So eish is potter and tom. It is a mazik of eish. It's this. That is the hilchay sayin of the mazik of eish. But if you learn it's odom amazik, by odom amazik, I don't find any pturim. That was Abaye's kasha. Kasha leil Abaye, leman di omar ishim mishum chitzov, Tomon be'eish te poter achmon heichim ashkachas lo. Zot Rashi, heichim ashkachas lo. Ilu odam zorak chetz, ve'hizik betomon. If a person would throw a chetz, ve'hizik betomon, and through the zrikas achetz, something hidden, that one was unaware of that's there, and he was mazik it, Miloy mechayev ben ezek, you tell me he's not chayev ben ezek. Hakaimulon b'hai pilkin petze tachas potze l'chayev es ha-shoigi kemezit bo'ines kerotze. Rashi seems to understand that the ptur of Tomon is that the mazik was unaware that there were dvorim tmunim there, so he's an onus, so that's why he's potter to pay. So Abaye asks, but if you're an Ishe Mishum Chitzov, so what's going on that he's an onus, but Odom HaMazik is Chayv an onus also. So that is Pshat in the Gemara's Kashe. So according to the first Malach, the Kashe is because by Odom HaMazik there's no Ptur onus, and the Ptur of Tomon is Me'ein Ptur onus. Lishna achine, a second pshat, hai chetz lo oilom betomun unichnas umazik voloi shamati. Second pshat is this, tamuzeps agzeres hakosov of tomun. But ishe mishum chitzov, so you compare this to a chetz, every chetz is mazik betomun, because it enters, a person shoots someone, it enters into his heart, he gets killed, or he's mazik the behemah, makibayim yishomeno. So al koponim v'loy shemati. Rashi does not like this pshat. Aba al koponim, this is the chamur dike kasha. How does the ptur tomun stim with Rabbi Yochanan? V'nichale, so Abaye said a teretz, pein shed noflo dleike lo isa chotzo, that a person, when he made a fire, there was a wall that was blocking between his rishus and his neighbor's rishus. So that means when he made a fire, taking the worst scenario that could occur, that I'm making a fire, and it could be a motzah koitzim, could be my fire will travel, but it'll never travel to my neighbor's field because there's a wall here. So memele, so you cannot consider this chitzov that he threw a chetz into his neighbor's field because there's a wall blocking the eish. V'nofla gedesh shalei machmas leike. And then a freak accident happened and this gedesh fell down. V'holcho v'idliko v'izika b'chotzer acheres. And then it was mazik in someone else's chotzer. The hosom kololei chitzov. So there it's not chitzov. You can only consider it chitzov. Can only consider it chitzov. It's considered my maise. If mitzad my maise, it could travel into my neighbor's chotzer. But if b'shas hadlokeh, there's a koisel there, there's a gedel there, which b'shas hadlokeh, it is impossible for the eish to get into his chotzer. So he can't say, I was zayrik achetz into his chotzer, because the b'shas hadlokeh, it was impossible to get into his chotzer. So memele, so there, it's not odom hamazik. You can't say it's odom hamazik, because there were not b'shas hadlokeh, the Eish was capable of going only till the gedder. So later that the gedder fell off, fell down, shalei machmas adleike, so the Eish that is progressing at the Yenim's chot, so we can't consider this chitzah. Now let us see Rashi. V'nechalei umishani lehochi. V'nofla gedder shal chotzah. The gedder fell down. Shalei machmas adleike. The machmas dleike chitzavim, that means if the eish is capable of burning down the gedder, so it's weiter called chitzav. I made a eish that may a love will go into my chavas chotzer and will burn down the gedder. The kololai chitzav, shabishor shehidli ka eish, the hainu zrikas chait, this was the shah zrikas chait, loyhoya roi lahazik bechotzer acheres, who was not capable of being mazik. So you're asking me a kasha, how is there a case that tomon is chayiv, if it's chitzav, it's odom hamazik? So I'm telling you a case when it wasn't chitzav. He was madlik aneish, b'shas hadlokeh there was a gedder. So it would enter the chavos, the shus, is, you can't consider this chitzov, because the gedder blocks the chaitz, and later it fell, so that what the eish enters, the chavos chotzer, is not chitzov. The Hosam Koli Lechitzov. Frek the Gemara, beautiful. It's not Chitzov, but I have a pertinent kasha to ask. Ihochi Linyin Goli Nami Koli Lechitzov. I don't understand your parents. We started off a sugya that Rabbi Yechon holds Ishe Mishum Chitzov, Reish Lakish holds Ishe Mishum Amoy. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yechon, why don't you hold like Reish Lakish? He says, Amoy Nai. You can't see a chayim al tzmamim. So Rabbi Yechanan holds the only sibes achiyev by eish. So you told me a scenario that Yeshu, how can you be potter on Tomu when it's not chitzov? Beautiful. But I have a pertinent question. If it's not chitzov, you're not chaya, period. Because Rabbi Yechon holds only al chitzov. He doesn't hold al mamoinai. He said mamoinai less by mashoshe. So the two Tomu you explained beautifully, but it's too good. The way you explained it, you should be put on goli also. That's the Gemara's kasha. A hochi linyin goli nami kolu lechitzov. This is a miradike kasha. Eleman, so the Gemara now is choizer from what we had understood till now. The Gemara says as follows. Eleman, the islay mishum. Chitzov islay nami mishum amayne. The man, the Omar, that says ishe mishum chitzov, he also holds that yechayv al tzmamayne. That means there are two sibis of chiyav. It's mamoinai, he's moidet reish lokish, and, but it could also be chitzov. So eish has in itself two tchunes. It could be chitzov, and it could be mamoinai. Uchigoin, shahoye loy legodra v'loy godra. So now I'll tell you a case. That is a chiyuv only als momoinoi, not als chitzov. I'll tell you a case as follows. I'll tell you a case, a person made an eish, and b'shas he made an eish, there was a wool. So als chitzov, he's not chayiv, because b'shas hadloke, it was impossible for the eish to go over the wool. Then later, the wall fell in. So, but this eish that he was madlik is his eish. And he still has time to build a new wall. He's watching the eish that's burning in his rishus. Now it's approaching the chavar's rishus. But he has time to build a new wall. Or to extinguish his eish if he wants to. So now there's a chiyuv mamoinai, according to Rabbi Yochanan. There's a chiyuv mamoinai. That means you kindled this eish. This is your eish. So memele, it's not considered chitzov because b'shas hadloke, it was not capable of going over the wall. But to take care of your eish. Don't go now to the base medrash and say tillim. Take care of your eish. Build a wall now or extinguish the eish. If he did not build the wall, and he let the eish continue, and now the eish went and burnt his chavar's godish, so now there's a chiyuv on him to pay mishum mamoinai, because you had mamoin that was capable of being mazik, you had a capability of preventing the hazik. You didn't, so you mechuyev to pay. Now, ishay mishum mamoinai, the Torah said, you potter on tomo. So, memele, now I have the whole picture, I have the whole picture clearly, that Rabbi Yochanan holds ishay mishum chitzo. It could also be ishay mishum mamoinai. It has, there are two sibis why eish could be chay. It could be chay about it can be chayv al tzmamoinai. And the pasuk that says that tomon is potter is speaking about a case that you can't be chayv al tzchitzov, you only chayv al tzmamoinai. Agavuch, the way we're learning now, so so then we have a problem with the beginning of the sugya. The beginning of the sugya, Rava said, the posik is beautiful according to Rabbi Yochanan. Posach, beniske momoinoi, besayim beniske gufoi, loy maloch, ishe mishum chitzot. Fine. Now, shalom yishalom hamavar asabeire is telling us that you have to pay. And when we're talking about paying, we attribute the fire to the, you're the Maveras HaBeira. You did it. It's other Mamasik. Now, in this Shalom Yishalom, it says, Oya Komo, that you only mechuyev to pay for Golui and not for Tomo. So now we have a tremendous problem. Love it. The Gemara just said now, Abaye Rakashe, that if it's Chitzav, how could you be Potter on Tomo? So the Gemara just said now, so the whole Pasuk that says you're Potter on Tomo is speaking about Kololei Chitzav. And it's Kololei Chitzav, then you chayv al tzmo mainai, and mainai is Potter on Tomo. So the Pasuk doesn't stim. That means the beginning of the Sugya was that the Rav said the Pasuk is Gvaldik according to Rabbi Yochanan. And now, according to the Maskomis HaGemore, the Pasuk doesn't stim. So this Kasha the Mrei Misode asks. Alaman v'islay mishum chitza v'islay nami mishum amayne. Uchigoyim shahoy eloy legoydra v'loy godra. He was capable of making a gedda. He didn't make a gedda. The hosom, so then the chiv is shayreyu. It's his momin. Pleitopach ba'apay. He did not shut the door. There was a door that could have been shut to prevent his shayre from being mazik. There was a gedda that could have been built to prevent the eish from being mazik. And he didn't do it. So he's chayv al tzmamayna. So now the Gemara asks a kasha as follows. B'chimi acher demand the islay mishum chitzo, islay nami mishum amayna. So now you're telling me that the one who holds mishum chitzo holds yichayv al tzmamayna also. Because if you won't say this, I have a problem. If you only chayv al tzchitzo, shibichayv an tomun. And the only way you're potter on Tomun is because it's Kololei Chitzav. Then you should be potter on Goli also. So you have to say that everyone holds Yechayev Mishum Mamaynai. Now Rabbi Yochanan says Yechayev Mishum Chitzav also is my binai. What's the chilek? If you're Chayev Mishum Mamaynai also, so what's the chilek if you're Chayev Al Chitzav? So the Mor says, an afkemina will be if his eish went, it wasn't kololoi chitzov, and the eish went and burnt someone's hand. So now, according to Reish Lakish, so this is momen amazik. Momen amazik, you only pay nezik. You don't pay tzar, ripui, and shevis. According to Rabbi Yochanan, that since in the case of Leikolo Lechitzov, you're chayiv al tzoda mamazik, so be chayiv barbo advar. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi, Islay nami mishum mamoinai. Veheche deleke lechiyuvay mishum chitzov. So now the Gemara changed from before. Before the Gemara held that Rabbi Yochanan only holds Yechayv al Tzchitzav, not al Tzmamayna, because Mamayna less by Mashosha. And now the Gemara says, not like that. Ilkach le'inyin goloi, you ask the kash if it's called Lechitzav. Why are you chayv afgav the kol lechitzov chayv mishum amayne? So goin shahoyeloi legoidro beterem taver hadleike shom, before the leike went over into his chavis chotza, hoyeloi shus v'yochel legodro. He had time to make a new gedra. V'loi godro. Da'af algav the leke lechiyuve yehever ishain. Even though I can't be mechayiv him on the shas hadloke al tzchitzo, because b'shas hadloke there was a gather there, b'shayiv al shem soifoi shloishime gechaltoi ligder befonel. It was loishime gechaltoi. Shoyrehu v'loy tofach ba'apay. This is equivalent to his shoyre. Hareze kekoynes tzoyin ledir, v'loy nol befonot, v'yotze v'hizik. If I have a behemoth and I don't make a shmire, so I'm chayiv on the actions of my behemoth. V'chmi acher, the man, the islay mishum chitzov, islay namei, mishum momoynoi, my benayu. So Rashi says, Heiche dagecheles shaloi. Now, Bemison, Rashi had a ha'ore, because Rashi in the beginning of the sugya, when we had a machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Rashi says, Kosal kedaitech nafkemine, Heiche dagecheles eine shaloi. The Gecheles is not his. So Memele, according to Reish Lakish Yopata, according to Rabbi Yochanan Yochayev. So, because Yochayev al Tzchitzov. So now, Rashi had a problem over here. Rashi had a problem. But the Moses says, my benayu. What's wrong with the way we understood in the beginning of the sugya, Heiche dagecheles ein shaloi, according to Reish Lakish Yopata, according to Rabbi Yochanan Yochai. So, to understand Rashi's teretz, I'd like to say over Amorei Mesode. Then we'll see how it's meduyik in Rashi. When the sugya started, it said, Ish shoy mishum chitzov, Ish shoy mishum momoynai. Now, the word Ish shoy, his eish, why do you need his eish? According to Rashi, in the beginning of the sugya, said that, I feel it's not his eish, you're also chayiv. So the Mrei Misoda says, in the beginning of the sugya, we understood that going on the posik. The posik says, Kisei tzei eish, maveras habeshalm yishama maveras habeira. So ishoi means the eish shehidlik birshutsoi. Doesn't mean that the gecheles necessarily is his. Ishoi, Rabbi Yochanan is saying, not that he was maver, he went into Yenim's field and burnt it. He say he was madlik birshusoi. That's why he called it ishoi. It was hidlik birshusoi. So memele, but it doesn't have to belong to him personally. Reish Lakish holds ishoi mishum omoinai. According to Reish Lakish, it has to be ishoi take. Eish has to belong to him. Then he's chayv al tzmo omoinai. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, the ishoi is lapdavke, doesn't mean ishoi that it's his, means ish, eish shehidlik b'shusai. That was the beginning of the sugya. But now, when we're up to Davchov Gimel, we hear a psakasha. What did Rabbi so ishoi means the eish that the posik is talking about, shehidlik b'shusai. Now, at now all of a sudden, we had a big problem. Rabbi Yochanan, the posik cannot be speaking about ishay mishum chitzov, because then you wouldn't be potter and tomo. So the posik is speaking about kolo lechitzov. Fine. The posik is speaking kolo lechitzov. So the machlekes of Yechner Reish Lakish is not going on the posik. Before we understood ishoi, it's going on the posik, the eish shehidlik birshusai. Now they're not going on the posik, because the posik is not speaking about ishoi mishum chitzo. So in Rabbi Yechner says ishoi mishum chitzo. So he's not going on the posik. So, if he's not going on the posik, why did he say, Ishoi Mishum Chitzov? His age. Why do you need his age? I feel it's afilu it's not his eish, you're also chayiv. So weiss doch ois that Rabbi Yechon is coming to tell us that even though it's ishoy, and even though it's mamaynoy, and even though according to Reish Lakish you're also chayiv, I'm telling you you're chayiv al tzchitzov, and the Gemara is asking l'may nafkemine if there's already a chayiv al tzmamaynoy. Now this is the Lashon of Rashi. My binayu, heiched de gacheles sheloi haiso. This is gacheles, my ike be Rabbi Yochanan, the machaibele mishim tatil or ishlokish, the machaibele ele mishim chod. Da al kolchacho heiched de gacheles sheloi nami pligi, the amoren leel Rabbi Yochanan ishoi mishum chitzov. Alme be'ishoi nami pligi. And that's what the Moimisoda said, that before we learned ishoi, he was going on the posuk. So ishoi means the case of the posuk shidlik b'seif shaloi. But now we see these not going on the posuk, because the posuk is not speaking about chitzov. So ishoi mishum chitzov is going on stamazoya case. So alme be'ishoi nami pligi. Heiche de gechele shaloi, mishloi ma'at hashte, de shamin en mishum chitzov davke. Till now, we were under the impression that according to Rabbi Yochanan, yechayim only al chitzov, v'lav mishum mamaynoi, uche da amret, because Rabbi Yochanan said, momen is bei mashoshe. Holes bei mashoshe, ike binayu. So then we understood perfectly. Heiche de isi mamoinai. So the Rabbi Yochanan holds only al tzchitzov. The Reish Lakish holds only al tzmamoinai. So then I wouldn't have any problems. Ike binay heiche de isi mamoinai. The less a chitzov. Zanakmine if it's mamoinai and it's not chitzov. Ki hach de nof legeda, de kolu loy chitzov. De leman di yome mishum chitzov davke, ol bi potter. So mele, everything is good. Till now, everything is good. I thought Rabbi Yechon holds only als chitzov, Reish Lakish holds only als mamaynai. So mele, there's a poshe nafkimin, there's a case where it's not mamaynai, it's chitzov. There's a case where there is mamaynai, and it's not chitzov. Avol hashte, L'tavayu chayev may binayu. So the Gemara says, L'chayvoy bedalet vorem. L'mad yom shum chitzov, nami mechavin alei. Siz chayev den, im sorav ishoi yad odom. Chayev bad bod vorem, nezik v'tzah ripi v'shebes. Avol beboishes loy, demrini b'shili pilken, eine chayev ala boishes ad shei miskavet. You need kavona levayish. Avol dalad vorm chay lepshiu. Avle lasuki adaitoi sheruach meilichoso. You should have thought that the ruach will be meilichit. Namrinim b'shili pilken nofu min agag beruach metzuye. Chay b'dalad vorm upotar ala boishes. So memele in a case of chitzov, so he'll be chayiv. It's other mamazik, and it'll be chayiv, and tzar, ripi, v'shevitz. L'mandi omeh mishim amaynay, potter. Zot Rashi, v'hu adinami dike binayil kol hani delel. There's a whole bunch of other nafkaminis. Kelev, v'gomol, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's called chitzav de kelev. Chitz of the Gomo, according to Reish Lakish, you have to say, Sichsech Kolabire, Gamadio Mishim Chitzev, Chayev, Tom Mamoini Avogav the Lav, Chitzev, Chitzev Avogav the Lav Mamoini. According to Rabbi Yochanan, either one is a factor of Chiyuv. It could be Chitzev, even though it's not Mamoini, so there's no problem, Hai, Mamoinei lav mamoinei de bala hay eish lav mamoinei de bala kelim. So he's chayv al tzchitzav de kelim. Mamoinei avagav de lav chitzav chitzav avagav de lav mamoinei isle. Uleman de les le chitzav pota amke misach seches kedekim le leel. V'hot in Nakis. So my mail, there's a whole bunch of Nafkaminis. V'hot in Nakis. So the market have said a whole bunch of Nafkaminis. V'hot in Nakis, Balad Boch. Mishum, he want, there's a case when it is not Momoinai. The Gehelis is love the Balakelet. The Eish is love the Bal Hagomo. So Memele, so versteht sich, there is an Afkamin, according to Rabbi Yochanan Yochai, at Schitz of the Keller, according to Reish Lakish Yepota. But that what the Gemara is looking for another nafkamina, by the noket aladvorim, mishum dafila eicha da gachela shaloi mashmaloi di yesh chilek bidivrayim. As we mentioned before, of course it says, ishoi afilo it's his eish. I'm also telling you that it's chayev al tchitzov, not like Reish Lakish. Boy, the milsa de shchiche hi, he says, that's me the Maram Shiv says, that, by Ishoi Gufe, you could have a Nafkamin if you say, Kim Levi the Rab Menei. But this is a more Shriach the Ketzir of Dal Dvorim, Mipia Moire. Mipia Moire Shamati, Avuloshin Rishain Nirali. Now, this Loshen Rishayim will not learn tonight, but there was a Loshen Rishayim that we do not have in Arashi, which the Sheet Mekebetzes brings down, the Marshal brings down. It's a whole new Mahalach in the Sukkot. So, but he made it tomorrow, we'll speak about it.